Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quick Slants with Bethel University head football coach Steve Johnson. Quick Slants is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Bethel coach questions about the Royals, football, or sports in general, or just seek Steve's wisdom about life events that are going on out there. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about his expectations for the upcoming season. He gives his thoughts on the upcoming game against Dubuque. And what is the coach praising the Lord about this week? Let's find out on Quick Slants.
So let's welcome back Coach Johnson. Coach, a new exciting season coming up for you, but I first wanted to start out talking about you made some changes to the coaching staff from last season. Can you tell us a little bit about what they bring to the team for you?
We've had some great additions to our staff, and a couple guys, Mike Frazier was our defensive coordinator for a long time, and so is Jimmy Miller. Those guys, Mike stayed here as administrative, and then Jimmy moved over to Northwestern College right down the road, and where he is, it's kind of like departures were happy ones, not bad ones. And so, you know, then you get nervous about replacing two guys like that, and we were just fortunate enough to already have a relationship with a guy that we were really hoping we could get someday. His name's Mike McElroy. And he played for Jerry Kill at Southern Illinois, and then coached with him at the University of Minnesota. And he's a terrific young coach, and so he's got a defensive coordinator. And then A.J. Parnell, who was a player for us in the early 2000s, he was a real good high school head coach out in Washington. And we presented the opportunity. I didn't think at first that it would, that, you know, that he'd be available or want to, and the next thing you know, everything fell into order. And he, both of those guys have just been an incredible energy boost, and you know, bringing new eyes on stuff, and it's just been an incredible deal for our kids, and I think even for them too. So we've got a lot of joy in what we're doing, and pretty good expertise too, bringing a couple of millenniums in here.
The last couple of seasons, you started with Andrew Zurich kind of as your starting quarterback and finished with someone else taking over the position. This year you have Jake Marsh as a sophomore. He looks really locked into the position. What does this mean for the team when you have a quarterback like that you're really set the offense to?
Well, I think it's huge. I think that, you know, every good team, you know, I mean, you think at every level where you think about, you know, Brady and Manning and all those things, and knowing that, and you know, knowing who your guy is huge. We have a guy named Joey Lee who is a mentor for Jake, and he's a senior, and he's played a few different positions for us, but he's a quarterback, and now he's back there. So they'll both see some time, but Jake is our starter, and he's just a sophomore. He came in the middle of the season last year, and he's an incredible player, and so we are incredibly excited about Jake and his leadership, but he wouldn't be as good as he is in everything if it wasn't for Joey. And I just think that's the best picture we ever want to have, you know, in our football program, is that, you know, everybody's good, but they're made great by one another. And, you know, that goes up and down and everything else. And so it's really a cool relationship that is awesome for our football team.
An interesting change this season is Trey Anderson moved from the quarterback position to cornerback. He looked really good in practice in what I saw. So what kind of impact do you see him having this season?
Incredible. He is, he's kind of got a different pressure on him now. You know, he tends to go to positions that attract pressure. But he is right now, he is just playing some great football for us, and he'll be our starting corner. And defensively, we just got some, you know, guys that are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", in our secondary. And we're excited about those guys, the way they run and the way they play. And Trey is really competing well. And he is a great athlete, but he's also put together he uses his tools well.
I know one guy you're expecting to see great things from this season is linebacker Dawson Brown. He's just been a huge impact player last year, and I'm sure you're expecting that this year.
Yeah, Dawson is, you know, he's we don't really go, it's like kind of like best friends. You don't really think best friends with best player, but if we had to, he's probably our best player. He's all over the place. He's sharp. He's smart. He's a little bit like Jake on the defense. You know, he's a confidence builder. He's a quiet leader, you know, and loud when appropriate, but he's an amazing athlete. He just gets the game. You know what I mean? It kind of makes the coach feel cocky. You know, he kind of, you tell a guy what to do and how to do it, and he makes it look better than he even described. You know, and so some guys, you can say it over and over and never looks right, but he just got some naturalness to his game.
As you look around at the team, what are some areas that you're really excited about?
No, just about every area, especially at this time of year. You know, you have to make sure that you're giving the guys as much as you can, but you can't cover everything, and so you want to cover what is good and what you feel like is going to go. You need to be more. It's kind of good, and it's mostly good, but you don't know exactly what the other teams are going to do and come out in. They're playing a non-conference team, but what it drives you back to being good at what you do, and that's been our focus, and so that's the excitement. So we got a lot of returners, but we've got some different things on defense, and on offense we've just got some different players in different spots. And so I think our strengths are receivers, our strengths are running backs, huge strengths are quarterback, and our O-line has come along great. And so I guess I'd say everything. You know, defensive line's probably a strength of our team. Got a couple guys banged up, and you know, so I mean, all over the place, we feel pretty good about our game.
Are there some areas at this point that you'd like to see some improvement in?
Yeah, all of them, all of the above. You know, it's so early, is that, yeah. You know, it's like you kind of think, well, we'll see on Saturday how it's going to turn out. Well, I don't, you know, Saturday is one game. You don't know. I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, if we're, you know, sometimes if we're as good as yesterday's practice, well, on this day we're great, and on this day we're not so great. So it's always that constant improvement and constantly trying to get a little bit better. And we talk about each guy gets a little bit better at sleeping and eating and lifting and running and worshiping and all those things, and then he gets that much better, and then it times that by 100, we can get pretty powerful. And that's kind of how you look at things. So, you know, improvement in areas is, you know, all of them, and I don't mean that facetiously.
I know the last couple of years you've had freshmen that have made a big impact on the team. You've had like Trey Anderson and Jake Marsh, Gunnar Bloom, have all been guys that have stepped in to play big roles. Are there some freshmen from this year's team that you're expecting to have a big impact for you?
Yeah, we have a guard out of St. Michael Albertville that's a terrific player, and he's come in, and you know, he's a big guy, probably 6'3", 280, and so you think, well, that's great and all that, but he just gets football. He's just got great feet. He's powerful. And so there's just quite a few things. His name's Jack Fiedler. And, you know, he'll play a lot. He'll probably start even. And then he's an All-State player. And then another All-State player was Sam Gibbous, who's a tailback. And he'll see football also. So he's just got great feet and toughness. And so there's excitement there too. And there's a lot of freshmen that are in the mix, but those two would probably be the most noticeable.
The Royals enter as the number 4 team in the preseason coaches poll. Did you find that to be a fair assessment?
You know, I think you got those, you know, it's probably never fair. They probably overrated us and underrated us. And I'm not too into those things. You know, I think that Concordia and Bethel, I think that St. John's and St. Thomas have, you know, I think that they have a depth advantage, and I think that every year, even years when we won, I don't know that we were ever, you know, once in a while we've been put as number one. But St. John's and St. Thomas are 1 and 1A, and Concordia and Bethel are 2 and 2A. That's what I think. So, but everybody in our league, Hamlin's come a long way, and Gustavus is terrific, and the league is awesome, which really helps us all get better. So,
I bet. Well, let's look at this week's game. You take on Dubuque. Last year, you had what you referred to as maybe the craziest game you were ever involved in coaching, where the team lost 70-53. What are some things that you learned out of that game last year that you want to focus on for this year?
What you want to not focus on is just how the whole thing evolved. You know, both teams had 700 some yards offense, and which is really weird. And you know, most of those were on kind of long bombs. So you obviously you can overdo it and just look at that, but you can't. You don't want to underdo it either, because that's what it felt like in the game. Like, geez, can't we do something here? You know what I mean? So you can't get out of that. But they do have great speed. They have a lot of players on their team, and they've got they're one of the best teams in the Iowa League. We're one of the best teams in the Minnesota League. So it becomes a really good matchup. And their quarterback is back. I think he might be a fifth-year guy. But he we need to put some pressure on him and, get him out of rhythm, or it'll be a long, he's got a lot of weapons, but he's a really good player.
What are some challenges when you look at the Spartans that you think that they pose for your team?
I think the team speed is really good. I think, I wouldn't be surprised if it turned into a defensive matchup. But both teams scored a lot of points last year, so you don't know anything else. But this year's a new year, you know what I mean? So I guess we just don't know that much about them, you know what I mean? They've got a lot of speed at receiver. They've got a real good back, and our quarterback's back, and they've got good receivers and speed and blah, 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 you know. So I think it's going to be a great game. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Are there things that you want to establish for your team in this game itself?
You have some goals. I think we want to, we talk a lot about, especially at this stage of the game, you want to not get away from that, is just to trust your base and do what you do extraordinarily well, and let your athleticism take care of itself. So, we don't look to trick them, and we don't, hopefully they want to just trick us, because that means you're not real confident in what you're doing. So we're just going to play the best game that we can, make plays, rally around each other, get to what's next, if it's bad or good, and, be the kind of guys that are, kind of just stay in the fight.
Well, closing out this week, what are we praising the Lord about, and what are we saying hallelujah anyhow to?
Every day, every day is a new day. Psalm 118:24 is a day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And it doesn't say if you're happy or if you're sad or if it's nice or if it's raining or whatever. It's just grateful heart, grateful for everything, chance to go. And hallelujah anyway, we got some guys nicked up a little bit that we wish they were. You'd love to have, nature of the game, you get banged up, and that's a hallelujah anyway. At the same time, somebody new gets to jump in and do those things. So we love getting tested, because that's what grows us, and those are kind of all rolled into one on that question.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. Thanks, man.
We want to thank Coach Johnson for joining us on Quick Slants this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Bethel University coach, please send them to us at stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Panier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Quick Slants.